Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 418. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. As always, always, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for supporting me. And today I want to do two things. I want to react to an article that you all have been spamming me with. I want to react to it, and then I want to give my thoughts on some perspective I have on loneliness that I think can be helpful for you, wherever you are in life, whether you're dating, whether you're in a relationship, whether you want nothing to do with anyone else. I think it'll be helpful. So I'll just get right into it. It was this article. You might have seen it last week. It kind of made the rounds on the internet and social media. It's become a meme with lots of people using it to poke fun at men and dating apps. It's an article titled "The Rise of Lonely Single Men." The Rise of Lonely Single Men. It was in Psychology Today this past week. And basically what it said is that men have become more likely than women to be unpartnered, which hasn't been the case for the past 30 years. And it cited a Pew research study that said that the reason behind this was, quote, "dating opportunities for heterosexual men are diminishing as healthy relationship standards increase." And as a result, there's something they're calling it a relationship skills gap. Ouch. Ouch. Men are lonely because they can't keep up with healthy relationship standards. It's kind of funny. It's kind of a funny ouch moment. But yeah, it's basically the take. Women are tired of men's tactics. Women are tired of men who can't keep up, who don't rise to these standards. And as a result, you have a lot of unpartnered, lonely men. And the internet seemed to really like this. It was kind of a fuck you, men, serves you right, karma's a bitch. And I won't necessarily react to that. But I do see this article and I see a lot of like observational facts behind it. Because from my perspective, that's the perspective of someone who's very in this, in the weeds of this. I spend hours and hours and hours and countless episodes talking about dating standards and dating trends and all these things. From my perspective, this makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. And I say this because I've seen and observed that women now more than ever before are comfortable being single. They're comfortable not lowering their standard to not be single, not lowering their standard out of fear of falling behind, getting too old, whatever it may be. Women are willing to wait. And then you couple that with the fact that apparently, learn this, that men make up the majority of dating app users, 62% to be specific. So as a result, women have more choices. And because they have more choices, they're not looking to rush into something with someone who isn't serious, who isn't right for them. You have this supply and demand where women are empowered to say no. So that's great. That's fantastic. And I got a lot of DMs of people asking me, what is my opinion on this article about single lonely men? That's my reaction to it. It's great to see women recognizing their worth. It's great for women to challenge societal expectations, to see women challenging men and men's bullshit. It's great to see this. It's great to see women refusing to settle. It's great to see women objectively saying no to men who aren't ready, who give mixed signals, and all these things I talk about on the podcast. So that's my first reaction. That's my reaction to the article itself and the study that it referenced there. Then on the flip side, I see what I continue to talk about recently on the podcast. I've done a couple episodes trying to pull back the curtains on men and their mentalities and their conditioning. And with this new research, if you want to call it research, it's like not particularly earth-shattering to me to see this because it backs up what I've been talking about, which is that men, we suffer from a lack of developed and practiced emotional intelligence. self-honesty, self-intimacy, self-vulnerability, a lack of those things, a lack of commitment to actually practicing those things. And it goes back to what I've talked about in those episodes. Men are not good at practicing self-awareness and honesty. Men are not good at challenging their built-in masculinity. That's masculinity that says when something gets uncomfortable, when a relationship starts to get serious, when there's a need to be honest and open and vulnerable, men see that as a sign to retreat. To retreat rather than to challenge it. And this study, I suppose, backs it up. And women are over it. Women are over it. And I also think, I will say that I think men are doing better going to therapy, being honest, challenging that conditioning, but women are clearly no longer putting up with their slow-moving bullshit. And that's great. But it brings me to the point I want to talk about here, namely that the conclusion here is with so many women no longer tolerating the 50% men are willing to give, you have a lot of men who, objectively, to the title of the research study, who are lonely. And from that fact, I hope that men get their act together. I hope that they see it as a sign that dating with intention and honesty is a good thing. I hope they see that challenging conditioning is a good thing. But on the flip side, it means that you have a dating pool filled with lonely people. And I will say here, of course, like I think we need to not think so binary that men are this and women are this. Like anyone can fall into these two buckets here, of course. And I will say that. But the article is about men, so we'll tie this episode to that title. But I want to take a couple of minutes here and really drive home the point that I think you'll agree with, but it merits talking about because we're quick to forget it. Talking about loneliness here. We're quick to forget it when we're on the receiving end of it, and we're quick to forget it when we are it. And that is the idea of dating while lonely. Either you're lonely or they're lonely. And the headline here is something that you'll agree with. Loneliness is not a good reason to date. Loneliness is not a good reason to date. Specifically, dating to escape that loneliness is not a good reason to date. I did an episode last week, only a couple episodes ago, on challenging yourself to understand why you're dating. And I don't want to repeat myself there, but I want to remind us that dating as a means to escape loneliness is not a good idea. And dating someone whose motivation is to escape their loneliness is also probably not a good idea. But let's get real about why I say this. Let's get practical. Do you think you are truly capable of giving or receiving love, connection, energy, attention if you can't be alone with yourself? Do you think you're truly capable of giving or receiving love, connection, energy, attention if you can't sit there and be alone with all the elements of who you are? The dark side, the insecure side, the lonely side. Ask yourself that. Do you think it's a good idea to hide your loneliness in the form of dating someone else? Sweeping it under the rug, escaping it. No way. I've talked about what loneliness is on the podcast several times, and I think it's powerful to come back to this because loneliness is part of the human experience, but it's not really what we think it is. And sometimes we react to what we think it is, and that's how we end up in trouble. That's how men end up in this situation, or women. Loneliness is a sign that you're still in search of the connection you deserve in life. The connection you deserve. The connection you deserve. And in fact, I clicked around on some of the research links in the Psychology Today article, and there's a bunch of research that shows that loneliness is not caused by being alone physically. It's caused by a lack of relationships that feel deep and satisfying. But men don't take the time, at least historically, to see the difference. But diving into your emotions, seeing what they tell you, seeing the value of emotional connection beyond escape, that is how you realize the difference. To date as a means to escape literal loneliness is skipping over the cause. You should date, yes, of course, but date as a means to discover that connection, not as a means to treat the symptom. Know what I mean? Not as a means to escape the symptom. And I say this because now, according to the research, you have all these lonely men. What does that mean? What does it mean for you, my lonely kings? Well, literally what I just said, you're lonely. Okay, you're human. But don't date to treat the symptom. Why are you lonely? What in your life is lacking connection? Specifically, radically specifically. My guys, maybe it's the fact that you haven't done the inner work. You've never fully sat and just been with yourself to figure out you. You've never challenged yourself. You've never challenged your conditioning. You've been escaping that by dating around, by hooking up, by running when things get serious. I don't really want to lean into stereotypes, but let's just go with that. That is why you're feeling lonely. And according to the research, women aren't putting up with that like escapist attitude anymore. And so there you are, caught in this cycle. And the answer, though, isn't to try to cancel out or escape that loneliness by dating around. The answer is to define the connection that would make that loneliness not exist in the first place. What connection would be worth it to you? What connection would mean you're willing to look your conditioning in the eye and challenge it? What connection would mean you're willing to get uncomfortable? That is the question to my guys. And women, or anyone really, of course, anyone who is dating or tempted to date from a place of loneliness. It's okay, of course, to date while lonely. I think sometimes there's bad advice out there that says you should never date while you're feeling lonely. We're always going to feel lonely at a certain point, but again, it's the intention, it's the why. Don't date to escape the loneliness. Don't date to escape the symptom. Date to figure out what connection it is that you deserve. What is the emotional benefit that you actually get from that connection? Men, that is something you haven't sat with to figure out. Women, get serious about asking yourself this. And it's a big difference, right? There's a big difference between dating to escape loneliness and dating to challenge loneliness. It's like treating and curing. Don't fall victim to someone who is dating to escape loneliness. And of course, don't do it yourself. Because it's dating just to have someone. It's dating to have a distraction. That's a distraction that you can then retreat from when it gets too uncomfortable. But dating to challenge loneliness is different. To challenge loneliness is to say, I am defining the connection I'm looking for. That is my objective. The objective is the why, it's the layers, it's the behind the scenes. It's not the warm body, it's not the hookup, it's not having someone to flirt with. Know the difference. Know the difference both in yourself and in others. Challenging loneliness is finding intimacy within yourself first. It's an intimacy that is open and honest, and most of all, it challenges your prior conditioning. Men, that's a conditioning that says retreat from vulnerability. Women, maybe that's a conditioning that says you'll be hurt if you continue moving forward. Again, stereotypes, but accurate nonetheless. It's sitting with that, working through it, and then when you find someone, it's understanding why and embracing the discomfort of change and vulnerability. So I just want to do this episode for anyone that's on the loneliness spectrum here, either dating from a place of loneliness, or you're someone who is on the receiving end of someone who is lonely and trying to escape it through you. If you are feeling lonely, what are your needs? Not the bullshit needs, not the aversion you have to being single, the symptom, the comparison, the lonely nights, the third wheeling. What are the deep down, no bullshit needs that you have? Get to the point of figuring that out. Stop dancing around it. Stop saying you'll figure it out one day. Try the best you can to not describe yourself as someone who's broken. Because, you know, I don't know you, but I would say you're not. Take the time and effort and self-intimacy of challenging what's easy. Because it's easy to escape the symptoms. Swipe, date, hook up, next. Get serious. Learn about yourself first. Learn what you need and then date. You could date while lonely, but why? Don't treat the symptom. And anyone, men, women, whoever may be, learn to spot the difference between someone who just wants your love and your presence to treat their symptom of loneliness. The difference between that and someone who wants it because it fulfills the connection that they're willing to work for, that they're willing to prove they're worthy of. I don't have an exact blueprint for this. I think it comes down to spotting red flags, but ask yourself, are they treating you like a placeholder because that's just what they want? Is your relationship just surface level? Is there depth to your connection? Do they show interest beyond your presence? Do they only talk about the present? These are things I talk a lot about on the podcast, but these are very relevant when it comes to trying to understand if someone is dating from a place of treating their loneliness or curing it. I don't know if those are the right words, but you get what I'm saying here. Escaping it or diving into it, treating it or curing it, escaping it or challenging it. Do you feel like they're compensating for something, moving too fast or moving too slow? Something is just off. Ask yourself those questions and react from a place of honesty. Know the difference, both in yourself and in others, escaping or working to find the connection that they're worthy of. So That's it. I'll end it right there. If this was helpful, I'd be super grateful if you'd share the podcast with a friend. And if you could take 30 seconds to give the show a 5-star rating and review wherever you're listening, that would mean a lot. But that's it. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting me. And until next episode, I'm out.